Listen to this roster report for all the updates. Hi, I'm Roy Bransky, and you're listening to the Roster Report podcast, the official podcast of the New England Patriots. It's February 2nd here at Gillette Stadium. Happy Groundhog Day. The Groundhog did not see a shadow, meaning spring will come early for us New Englanders. Today we have Paul Perillo, Tom Casale, and Brian Lowe starting their position-by-position analysis for the offseason.
Thanks, Laurie. Back with the Patriots Roster Report the first Friday in February, and what we're going to do starting today and through the month of February and into the month of March when free agency kicks off is sort of go position by position on the Patriots roster, analyze who are free agents on the Patriots roster, what sort of holes the Patriots are going to need to fill in free agency and or the draft, and just sort of assess the overall situation at each position. Obviously, some are a little more stable than others, and we're going to start with one that might sort of be stable, but should probably have a lot of turnover, if not this year, then in the next couple of years overall. And that would be linebacker. The Patriots count 8 players at that position right now, and you can sort of separate them into 2 categories. Those veterans who have been around for a while, that would be Teddy Bruschi, Mike Vrabel, Roosevelt Colvin, Larry Izzo as well, who's listed as a linebacker. And then you got the younger guys. You got Eric Alexander, you got Corey Mays, you got Pierre Woods, you got Telly Bantakane. Telly Bantakane and Larry Izzo, I think, are the 2 free agent linebackers that the Patriots have. So Tom, what do you think of an assessment of the Patriots linebacker situation right now?
Well, I think it's just what you said. They have a high class and right. then a lower class, and there's no real middle class there. And Eric Alexander is a guy who maybe can develop a role in the next year or two, but I think they really have to go out and draft this position, maybe 2 or 3 with their draft picks this year, maybe even add a free agent to the mix as well.
Well, it's well documented the Patriots do not draft linebackers high in the draft. They choose to either develop them after taking them late in the draft, and they don't even do that too much, sort of rely on the veterans that they have, switch players, collegiate players who are defensive ends in college. Now, of course, Roosevelt Colvin is the one guy in the last 6 or 7 years that they've really gone after heavy in free agency and given a lot of money to. Do you see, Paul, any chance that they maybe go in that direction again? Of course, Colvin came from the Bears. Lance Briggs is the big-name linebacker out there. Also guys like Adalius Thomas. Is this maybe the year that they go after another high-priced, maybe young veteran free agent at linebacker?
The interesting part will be to see if it is, the way you started that, Brian, was saying it's well-documented that the Patriots don't, fill in the blank.
But it was well-documented right. They don't take offensive linemen either. And they took
it's going to be interesting to see if it's by choice or if it's circumstantial that – simply, they haven't really thought the linebackers were worth taking, or is it, the latter, whereas they just don't think linebacker is one of those value positions that you go early in the draft. I have to think that they probably haven't had a specific linebacker available when they've chosen that they thought represented the value. So I got to go with Tom here in this one. I think at some point you have to invest high draft picks in order to replenish that stock, because Tom is exactly right the way he said it, the high class and the low class, but there's really no middle ground there, and they need a couple of guys that are going to be able to step in and replace Bruschi and Vrabel over the next, say, 2 years, 3 years. I mean, I'm not pushing those guys out the door, but NFL facts are what they are once you get past the age of 30. So they need to get younger. They need to, I think, get it in the draft and probably target a veteran 4 or 5 year guy in free agency. Now, Briggs is a big name. He's been on record as saying he doesn't really like playing in a 3-4. So I would have to think that it's going to cost you a boatload of money to get a guy who doesn't really want to play in that system.
Right. And you've got, within the players who are on the roster right now, with Bruschi, you have the potential retirement. He didn't really address it after the game in Indianapolis, but he certainly didn't deny that would be a possibility. You've got a guy like Vrabel who, does he play inside? Does he play outside? Well, clearly, where he plays is based on who else is in the mix. A guy like Alexander, who you mentioned, Tom, got his first career start in the game against Indianapolis. What do they take from that? Do they take anything from that? And is he a guy that they could look at? I should also mention that 3 other linebackers that the Patriots have on their injured list are Barry Gardner, Don Davis, and Junior Seau. They're all free agents. None of their contracts are continuing. But Seau is certainly a topic. I mean, he probably overachieved in his year here, exceeded expectations from being signed in August. Do you see him being in the mix? at all? I mean, that would only make the average age even higher.
I don't know if he's – I don't care if he's in the mix, but I don't really want a 38-year-old starting linebacker with next year's schedule with more teams that can throw the football and take advantage of his lack of speed. I was looking at the free agent list, and because we work for the Patriots, I was trying to find some bargains. And there's Carlos Polk, who was a reserve.
Dexter Reed was looking for some bargains for the Patriots, too, I heard.
Carlos Polk is a reserve outside linebacker in San Diego, and I was doing some reading up on him, and I know some people think that he can be a starter. And Adelius Thomas's backup, Jarrett Johnson, is also a free agent. So maybe those are a couple of guys, younger guys, the Patriots feel like they don't have to pay a lot for and can maybe bring them in and teach them their system, because that seems to be the way they like to go.
Yeah, and that way you do get younger, but not necessarily inexperienced, you know,
because,
you know, obviously if you're gonna draft somebody, I mean, I don't care how good a guy is coming out of the draft. It's hard to expect. I'm not saying it's impossible that they do it, but it's hard to expect him to just step in, be able to start, play 16 games. But if you got a guy like Carlos Polk, for example, that Tom brought up, I mean, he's a guy, I thought he was the best linebacker for the Chargers in that playoff game.
Good.
After Merriman and Phillips went out with injury, he all of a sudden applied a lot of pressure to Brady. So, you know, he's a guy that has some experience,
and maybe
like
they
Tom
notice
said.
That too.
Yeah, and that's the kind of stuff that they do notice. And it really piques their interest because they have an opportunity to, like Tom mentioned jokingly, you know, spend a little bit less and bolster that middle of the road, that middle tier guy that has been so successful for the Patriots over the years, which maybe they're lacking that a little bit right now.
Well, it's definitely a position that you figured they'd have to look long and hard at all the different possibilities of player acquisition, the draft, young free agents, older free agents re-signing some of their own guys, and it's certainly one of the more intriguing positions that the Patriots have on their roster. Not the only one, though, and over the course of the next few weeks and months, as I said at the beginning, we'll look closely at some of the other ones, and once March 2nd rolls around, we'll maybe have some news on what free agents are coming aboard or what free agents the Patriots are losing, and that all kicks off on March 2nd. So that's going to do it for this edition of the Patriots Roster Report, a look at linebackers. For Paul Perillo and Tom Casale, I'm Brian Lowe. We send it back to Lauren.
Thanks, guys. Remember to keep checking Patriots.com for all the latest information. Thanks for listening, and go Pats!